right. It's Tempe, okay. Though. What? What are you on about?
Tempe. He's finding money.
Tempe. 10 whole pence.
Sugar money.
Hello. Hello, hello. Hello.
Guten Tag.
Why am I saying hello so much today?
I don't know.
It's nervous energy. It's having Paul in watching
Paul's making
us.
You nervous.
It's just, oh.
You do keep staring at him.
Look what
that is. That is, you know.
Look what you're
looking at him too much and you're getting nervous, I think, you know.
Here we go.
Look what you've done
now
to me.
Now we know why Paul's really here, don't we?
Chapter one.
I've captured him. You're not going now.
The door is closed, not locked, closed.
Exactly. You're staying.
End of my life.
You are now mine. Paul is now my legal property. This is what's happened.
Lovely.
Anyway, by the way, we are back to audio. This is a exciting development because we've been doing visual for a long time and
we've given up.
It's gone. Yeah. It's got no. We're above visual.
Yeah.
And also, no one watched it. You know, it's that.
Don't say that.
Clever mix. Well, you watched it, but
I watched it.
A couple of people did, but we knew all of them.
that was the big problem. So we're all yours, audio listeners. This was Paul's idea. This one, relationships. Obviously, it's Paul's because I have no knowledge of it.
Neither do I, just to point that out.
Ben doesn't really, yeah. So enlighten us, Paul. Come
all right,
on then.
I'm going to begin with a question, if you are listening. If it is Luke Smith or another keen listener. Yeah, or,
what were we saying about names before this?
Sorry.
names.
Right, if you are a keen listener, please, you know, make a response about what you think the perfect, you know, relationship is, or if there is such a thing as love.
Is there such a thing?
Is there? I mean, there's a lot of comparison to, you know, what you think should be done in a relationship and what shouldn't. You know, if you're too clingy or not.
Again, noise. I keep doing this.
It's like you just have too much stuff that you want to say, but you can't say it.
So I just say nothing.
All comes out at once. Maybe it's just too quick. Maybe if we slow this down, we'll actually have a series of questions.
Exactly. Yes.
So what we hear now is like, but it actually turns out into. So that was a very interesting point you got there.
Try to slow it down. See what happens. Anyway, does First love question. Exist then? Does love? Believe in love?
No, I'm not a believer. I used to be. I believe I did at one time. Did maybe find love, but I think you can like someone and you can share interests. And if you don't, you can take an interest in them from their interests, and you can share the difference of view and opinion, and you can learn from one another, which I find is very interesting.
Which but is basically what the three of us have been doing, so I'm thinking, hang on a minute.
Here we go.
Anyway,
they're just gonna.
I can't do this anymore. I can't speak. I can't speak.
It's because Paul's here, isn't it? I'm telling you.
I'm flattering him.
You say though that you don't believe in love, but don't you think one day you'll find, you know, that?
I think maybe one day, maybe.
Yeah. So love does exist, then. Yeah. You know.
I think it does, but. It takes a lot of time to develop and actually realise, you know, what you've actually found or what you've actually got is something special to it.
I think I'm more of the opinion that it does. Yeah, it does. It does exist, but it's I don't really believe in the whole the one type thing.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? All of that nonsense. Exactly. Yeah. I don't think that exists at all.
I think when you meet someone, you know, in a room and you see someone's eyes, I honestly do think you can find a spark or something there. From that look, and you can.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a sort of a connection between people that can form and it can be love, but I think it's finite, and I think that it can wear off, and one day you don't have the same. Which is why I think divorce is actually quite a positive thing in many cases, because people are, you know, they're moving on with their lives, and it doesn't work, and it's time to move on.
Yeah, I think. If you are a single person, I think relationships, when all said and done, they are good, but it's your friends which really keep you going, isn't it? I mean, it's not all about one person to share your life with. I mean, as long as you have a barrel of laughs and a good pint of Guinness or beer, if you're Ben. Because he doesn't like Guinness.
I'm not much of a Guinness drinker, but these two do.
And
these two share a love of alcohol.
We